to accept, you know, have honest discussions about race and class. And that's where we kind of have to look at each other in the eye and say, you know, we have our own issues here, and we better start working together.
Varela thinks that conversation is starting to happen among younger Hispanics, and incidents like the shooting of Antonio Zambrano Montes might be the spark that lights the fire. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Time is quickly running out to purchase your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's at the Beef House on March the 10th in Covington, Indiana. Ticket price, $25. You can purchase your tickets by calling 217-333-7300, or you can get them online at our secure website at willag.org. It's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. It's a big day on March 10th. It's a WASDE day, so we'll have fresh news to digest, and our analysts will take us through their thoughts after the report. Corn, soybeans, cash grain, whatever else is on your mind, Beef House lunch, continental breakfast. Hope to see you there. Todd and I may have a few surprises along the way as well. 217-333-7300 to purchase your tickets. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat 521 and a quarter down 7. Soft March 494 and a quarter down 3.5. March corn 378 up 2.25. July 394.5 up 2.75. December 411.25 up 2.25. March soybeans 10.17.75 up 10. July 10.24 up 8.75. November 9.91.75 up 4.5. March soybean meal 3.51 up 50. March soybean oil 31.91 up 20. February live cattle 160.22.5 up 187.5. March feeders 199.30 up 232.5. April lean hogs 68.85 down 47.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
I think last week you were talking with Todd, and you were looking at some charts, including the December corn chart, and talking about the possibility of a head and shoulders bottom in that chart. Is that bottom still valid? And if so, what are we looking for?
Well, it's not as – it's still there. The only thing I would say that I did not expect the big decline that we saw yesterday, but the fact that we were able to rally off the low with a hourly reversal during the last hour of trade, and now today we are showing some upside follow through on that. The head and shoulder bottom formation is still a possibility. It's still in play. But you can't solidify it until you probably get a good close above like 423 or 22. You have to kind of take out the highs that we've made over the last couple of weeks here, about 21.75 and 22. If we could get some closes above the 422, then you could start saying that is a head and shoulders bottom formation. And then that would argue then for a good run toward that late December high that we had there around 438.5, maybe even pop it out.
And if the market rolls over and we go below yesterday's low, what would that suggest?
Well, that would suggest to me that we are developing a counter-seasonal pattern to the downside. The counter-seasonal decline that we saw during January really was not that alarming, given the fact that we had a strong, you know, October, November, December rally. So the market was due for a corrective decline. So now, if we're going to follow a seasonal pattern, the market needs to resume the seasonal tendency of a climb as you go on into the planting season. If the market would fail to do that, then that would tell you that the underlying fundamental picture is a lot worse than what it shows up on paper. Either we're going to plant a lot more corn acres, and or last year's crop supplies are larger than what everybody thinks. So it's kind of make a stand and rally now if we're going to follow a seasonal pattern. And, you know, the way I look at it today, I think once we turn the corner into next week, I think the market then will begin to focus on planting prospects, planting weather. And I think all the weather maps are going to kind of keep us on the cold and wet side for a while. As we go through March, I think people are going to start biting their fingernails. I mean, the guys down here in the Delta and in Texas, they like to start getting something done here first part of March, first couple weeks of March. And I had 4 inches of snow in Waco, Texas yesterday morning. Now it's all melted by now, but we did have 4. And Tupelo, Mississippi, I understand, had 10 inches of snow here this morning. So it doesn't look like the Mid-South or the southern growing regions are going to get off to anything early, at least for right now. And that could begin to play into the market as we go into the first couple weeks of March.
Then let's turn our attention to the November soybean chart, which has had a nice 60-plus cent run-up since the low in January. Market likes to move in 60-cent pieces in the soybeans. It has now turned sideways between $10 and $9.75. What is your guess? Does it break above 10 or below 9.75 first?
Well, my bias is, the way I'm reading the chart, is I want to use last week's corrective decline as kind of a midpoint of a rally swung off the late January low, which puts a move up into the 10.20s a possibility. Maybe take a good run at the January high, which is like 10.31, I think. The odds of both December corn and November beans of penetrating January highs is still very high. We've just completed 2 months out of the year, so we still have the odds from a statistical point of view that those January highs can be challenged or even popped out. I think probably more so this year than maybe last year, because we're coming off of a two-year bear market. And coming off of a two-year bear market, we should have at least better shots of having something more seasonal. I know the supply-demand balance sheet tables, assuming normal weather, it's hard to argue any kind of rally in things. But we are in a global market, and just about anything could happen tomorrow morning. So I'm going to stay with the uptrend for now and see if we can, you know, maybe get these beans to pop 30 cents or so. If they do, I do then think it would be an opportunity to peel off either some old crop corn and beans and get started on some new crop sales.
And a quick look at the wheat market, which has a four handle in the soft.
Well, anything I've learned in wheat in 40 years of this business is you figure out which way you think it should go and then do the opposite. And wheat is, you know, we've been going counter seasonal, and now we're, you know, we're probably back more in sync with the seasonals. Is that wheat, unless you get into some weather issues of, you know, late frost, freeze conditions, the wheat crop's probably going to be hard to get it to do much. I mean, we did make new lows here for the year. Mm-hmm. This week on the lead soft red winter wheat, which is not a good sign, but we are in the oversold category that we could maybe make a stand here, maybe get a round of price strength here during March or get some kind of recovery in March.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. March corn, 377 and a quarter, now 77 even, up 1 1/4. Remember, these are live quotes. July, 393 and a half, up 1 3/4. December, 410 and a half, up 1 1/2. March beans, 1016 and a quarter, up 8 1/2. July, 1023 and a half, up 8 1/4. November, 991, up 3 3/4. March soybean meal, 351, up 50 cents. March soybean oil, 3186, up 15. February live cattle, 160.20, up 185. April lean hogs, 68.85, down 47 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.